In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Tonight we're saying, you know, I've got a feeling you're all right. Now I want to tell you it's much more than a feeling. It's much more than a feeling. I'm going to tell you that right now, you know, you speak to people, things are really hard for people. There might not be a star in their sky. Everything is dark. You know, though the earth may shake, you know, and the sky be black, you know, and everything is wrong. Everything is wrong. You know, the stars aren't shining. The only thing people experience, desolation. They feel like God is on a lunch break right now, that he's left for a while and left them to themselves. And that experience of darkness, that experience of desolation, that experience of emptiness, I'm going to tell you, everything's going to be all right because Jesus Christ is true to his promise, because God the Father and Jesus, they're still on the throne. They still are in control. They're still God Almighty. The Blessed Trinity is still God Almighty, all holy, all awesome, all present. And despite our circumstances, I'm not saying we deny our circumstances, but in the midst of our circumstances, we can sing, I have a knowledge that everything's going to be all right. That everything's going to be all right because God is true to his promise. God does not relent. God does not take back his promise. The promises of God are irrevocable. They cannot be changed. And everything is going to be all right. You just have to persevere through. That's why in the middle of the everything, in the middle of the darkness, in the middle of no stars in the sky, in the middle of the shaking of the earth and the shaking of your life and the shaking of your mortgage or whatever else is shaking, I tell you, that's why it's so important to worship. It's so important to praise God. It's so important to dance on the problems. It's so important because, you see, these problems can become, for us, our Lord. We can become problem-centered. It's very easy to become problem-centered. That is what the flesh is all about. It's not only about sex, the flesh. It's also about becoming problem-centered, becoming dark-centered, becoming like the world, you know? So that's why it is so important that even though there are no stars in the sky, we're going to dance them in. We're going to praise them in. We're going to worship them in. We're going to give the Lord the due that he deserves, the worship that he is due. We're going to do that. And you know, everything will be all right. As a matter of fact, everything is all right. It just is that it just hasn't caught up with reality yet. It's just that right now, you know, it's still lingering and hanging on and wanting to defeat you and wanting to bring you down. I understand that. But you know what? Everything is all right, and it's going to be all right. And we need to trust the Lord. Though the mountains fall, though the earth under our feet shake, though there are no stars in the sky, though light seems so far away, that it's going to be all right because the mighty God is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold. The Lord is with us, and he will not relent. He has given himself to us. He has made himself our inheritance. We are his inheritance, and he is our inheritance. And it's going to be all right. And you just have to hang on and just be with people that are faithful, people that will worship, people that will Praise God. In the midst of the storm, one of the greatest things to do in the midst of the storm is to begin to dance. To dance on these things. And I tell you, it's the last thing you want to do. No one wants to dance when the storm is brewing, when the sky is black, when the stars are not out, when the ground is shaking. No one wants to dance, honest. That it's totally opposed to our flesh. But you see, that's why you need to come together where people are worshiping and people are dancing and people are praising God. So that you know, you hear the word, it's going to be all right. When we sing these songs, it's not just we're singing songs just because we have nothing, but these songs are declarations. These songs are declarations. It's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. It is all right. The Lord is still on his throne. The Lord still hears and answers prayer. The Lord is faithful. The Lord is faithful to us in every way. Even if we deny him, he will not deny us because he cannot deny himself. That's what it says. And I'm going to tell you, everything in the world will try to destroy that reality that it's going to be all right. But I'm going to tell you, that's when you start dancing. That's when you start dancing. That's when you start dancing. You know, we look at poor Job, and we see what he went through. We see what this poor bum went through. He didn't do anything to anybody. He was in the middle of an argument between God and Satan. That's where he was. You read the book of Job. He was in the middle of a discussion between God and Satan. He had done nothing wrong. And Satan said, "You just give him to me and I'll show you. He'll curse you. He'll just curse you. He's just like everybody else. When everything goes wrong, he'll just curse you. He'll just curse you." And the Lord said, "You can have Job, but you can't kill him. You can't kill him." And Job went through the anguish of losing his family. Job went through the anguish of losing his property. Job had friends that you don't want to have. That when all the things go wrong, they look at you and say, "What did you do wrong? There must be a hidden sin. You must have done something wrong in the dark. You must be living a double life. Where are you going? You look what's happening to you. You must be in deep sin." Catholics would say mortal sin. That you've broken the covenant relationship with God. You must be in it. And Job kept on saying, "No, I didn't do anything. I'm doing the best I can. No, I don't like it. I don't like what I'm going through. I hate it. You know, I don't even wish I were born. But you know what? I didn't do anything wrong. There were no stars in Job's sky. The mountains were shaken." The ground was moving underneath him. There were no stars in Job's sky. Everything was wrong. Everything was wrong. But it was going to be all right. He knew it was going to be all right. "I know my Redeemer lives, and that I shall see him. In my own body I shall behold him. Even though he slay me, I will praise him." Everything will be all right. He had this assurance. It's going to be all right. I don't understand it. I have no idea why, but I know it's going to be all right. Because God hears the cry of the poor. We see that in Exodus. When God calls Moses and he says to Moses, "I have heard the cry of my people. It's going to be all right. I'm going to send you. And you're going to go to them and to Pharaoh. You're going to bring them out.
It's going to be all right. No more will they be slaves. It's going to be all right. And it just wasn't all right right away. And it wasn't all right even when they got released. Because he had these, how you say, these people of the church that were cranky and complaining and saying, why did you bring us out of Egypt? We had 3 square meals a day. We had pomegranates and leeks and onions. And now we've got nothing but this manna. We're so sick of this manna. Why are you bringing us out of Egypt? Why don't we go back? Moses said, it's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. Because God said it's going to be all right. And when God says it's going to be all right, it's going to be all right. Despite the stars not shining, despite the earth under your feet shaking, despite the mountains falling, despite your dreams being broken, one right after the other, it's going to be all right. Now I tell you that, if you don't know that those are the things that happen when you follow God, that these are the things that happen, these are the things that happen, yes, your dreams get all shattered. All the things you hoped for, all the things you hoped for, they get shattered right before you. And the devil says, where is your God? It's going to be all right. Gonna be all right. I don't know what God's up to now, but I'm telling you, he who guards Israel neither slumbers nor sleeps. It's gonna be all right. I don't know how it's gonna be all right, but I know that it's gonna be all right. That's the whole thing. And there is nobody who walks with God that doesn't go through that. Nobody. You walk with him long enough, I'm going to tell you. You know, it's called the way of the cross. You will see those things happen. They will vanish in front of your eyes, the very things that you thought would be that which he gave you. Not because he takes them away, but he calls his people to trust him in the midst of the storm. And to believe it's going to be all right. God works all things together for the good to those who love him. Even though he slay me, still I will praise him. The prophets tell us the same story. The story of Job. What about Jeremiah? Like, Jeremiah never did anything wrong, the poor guy. You know, God called Jeremiah in his youth. Yeah. Jeremiah says, I'm too young. God says, it's going to be all right. You're too young? There's nobody too young. If I call you, you're called. I'm going to put my word in your mouth. And I'm going to watch that the word that I give you, I'm going to watch that it be fulfilled. It's going to be all right. And then he starts to speak. And he starts telling the people about their sin, about the blasphemy, about their harlotry against the God of Israel. He tells the people. They say, we hate you! We want you dead! You're no good! You're not like the other prophets! They keep on telling us good things. And Jeremiah says, they're liars. And their mothers were liars before them, and their fathers were liars. I tell you what God says. You're going to Babylon, and you're going there for 70 years. So they say, we're going to put you in a cistern. You no good, Jeremiah. An empty cistern. Filled with mud. I can see the poor bugger.
up to his knees in mud, nothing to drink. Scratching his head, thinking, is it going to be all right? But they warned the king and said, Jeremiah, they put him in a cistern. And if he's not fed, he's going to die. So the king gets him out. They get ropes and they get him out. I think they put him in the king's prison. Poor Jeremiah didn't do anything wrong. Oh, he had some hard days when there were no stars shining in his sky. He had some hard days when the ground underneath him was rocking and rolling. He had some hard days when the mountains of problems were coming down on him. And he's not a guy that's an American that bites his lip, or an, I don't want to say an Englishman.
An Englishman, this is, you know, everything's all right. Talk of it.
He said, cursed is the day that I was born. Cursed be the man that told my father he had a boy child. Would that I had died in the womb. Cursed be that day. He had some hard times. Thinking, is it going to be all right? That's the 20th chapter of Jeremiah. Then you hear him say, but praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. It's in the same chapter, but how long did it take him to come to praise the Lord? I know it says it in the scripture, but I don't think it was the same day. He came to the reality again. It's going to be all right. Despite what's happened in my life. I'm going to tell you, that's what we have to hold on to. The hand of Jesus, the wounded hand of Jesus, that in the midst of all our trials, tribulations, difficulties, going to work out. It's just going to work out. People say, how is it going? I have no idea how. I only know it's going to work out. You know, people come to me with these problems, and they're desolate. Like, how do I go about handling this? One thing I'd say is you've got to handle it on your knees, because when you're on your knees, you're not running, and it's going to work out. It's going to be all right. Can you assure me that I can assure you that it's going to be all right? Will my husband come back? I can't assure you that, but I can assure you it's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. I know it's going to be all right. Because the Lord God is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold. It's going to be all right. And it might take years for it to be all right. You know, when a mother loses a child, there's nothing worse than a parent, a father, or a mother losing a baby or a child to cancer. I've seen it. I've witnessed it. And it takes years to go through that grief. But if they're faithful, it's going to be all right. Somehow God's going to break through. That doesn't mean they don't always miss their beautiful child, but that they can go on because it's going to be all right. Even though they don't understand. You're talking about situations that are, you know, astronomical when it comes to human beings. But only those who know the Lord and who love Jesus can say, it's going to be all right. It's all going to work out. It's not going to destroy me. This is not going to give me my nervous breakdown. It's all going to be all right. He's still on the throne. He still hears and answers prayer. He's still God Almighty. He's still in control. Though I hate what I'm going through, I know that my Redeemer lives. That's what faith is about. That's why the devil has robbed so many people of faith. So that when they go through perilous times, the only thing they have is despair. And that's terrible. Without faith, there's only despair. And despair leads to despair. It's utter darkness. That's why people kill themselves. Despairing of life. That it's not going to be all right. That God's not big enough to handle this. That I can't go through this because, you know what? It's too big. It's too embarrassing. But you know what? Those who put their trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion that cannot be shaken and cannot be moved. That's why we need to hear God's word. That's why we need to be around people that have faith. That's why we have to continue to be worshiping. That's why our faces have to be directed toward the sun and not toward the darkness, toward the east and not toward the west, toward Jerusalem. It's going to be all right. Now we have to do this in a psychologically healthy way. We don't deny the problems. You can't deny problems. You have to deal with them. This is what I have in my plate. You don't deny them. You don't say, I don't have cancer. You know how many people were praying with cancer? And I have to tell them, it's going to be all right. Am I going to live? I can't tell you that, but it's going to be all right. What about my family? We're going to believe God's going to heal you. That's all I can believe right now. I can't believe anything else. I'm going to keep on believing it. You know, I'm going to keep. I have to keep on believing that. I have to believe that. If nobody else believes that, I have to believe that when they come to me. I have to bring light into this dark situation. Because I'm going to tell you, when someone gets cancer, I'm going to tell you what the devil does. The devil is into the movies. The screen comes down, and the projector begins to project. And you see in full Technicolor and 3D your funeral and the coffin coming down the aisle. Oh, yeah. I know that to be true. I know that to be true. I've talked with people. I said, have you seen your funeral? I have. How do you know? I said, because the devil's a liar. Because the devil's a liar. So he's putting you into this trauma so that you've already got the funeral planned. Because the devil is a liar. Do you understand it? He's a liar. Tell you, he's into the movies. The projection on our minds. But not only on our minds, because if it only stopped with our mind, it would be okay. Then it goes into our feelings. From the mind into the feelings. And our whole being is filled with fear and trauma, torture and torment. This is the time we should be opening churches, not closing them. This is the time that we should be preaching louder than ever. This is the time we should be telling people, you know what? I don't care what your circumstances are. It's going to be all right. We're going to trust the Lord. We're going to nail ourselves to the cross of Jesus Christ. And we're not moving from the cross, because that's where it all was defeated. That's where God shows the victory. It's going to be all right. Because so many people are facing so many distressing things. I've never heard so many cases of cancer. You know, and I've never been to one of those chemo places, you know. But I'm sure that, you know, people going in, you get the vibes that my Lord, you know, little kids going through this stuff. You know, if you weren't depressed going in, you'll be depressed coming out. Because you'll start saying, why? 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 There's no answer other than to those who trust in the Lord. It's going to be all right. I know you cannot assure people you will live, you know, unless God tells you that. If God tells you that, that's another issue. But I can assure people, we're going to believe that it's going to be all right, and you're going to get healed. And we're going to keep on praying, because God hears and answers prayer. And we're going to believe it, and we're going to step on it, and we're going to dance over it. We're going to declare it over and over again. No more sickness, no more death, but healing in the name of Jesus and through the power of his blood. It's really, you know, people need to hear this message, because so many people are under it, and they're not told it's going to be all right. They dream that it's not going to be all right. Their adrenaline runs. It's not going to be all right. How are you going to handle this problem? This is astronomical. You can't deal with this. This is too big for you. This is the thing going to destroy you. You know, you go to the psychiatrist and you say, he asks you or she asks you, do you hear voices? Oh, yeah. We all hear voices. Oh, yeah. We all hear voices. You're done for now. This is the last time he'll ever forgive you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.